Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Happy Fantastic Friday, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning back into How I Scale Service podcast. I am your host, Genesis Amaris-Kemp, and today we will be chatting with Sandra Scheinbaum. She's going to tell us about her business, how she got started, as well as answer some questions that you are probably dying to know about. So welcome, Sandra.
Thank you so much. It is such a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So can you start off by telling me the name of your business and a little bit of your background story?
Sure. I am the founder and CEO of the Functional Medicine Coaching Academy. We train health coaches. We've been in business for about 6 years. We are a collaboration with the Institute for Functional Medicine. So they are the people who train doctors in functional medicine. And we're training the health coaches to support doctors to launch their own businesses. And today there is huge, huge demand for health coaches. And my journey is a long one because I am 71. So I won't go into all the details, but where I am now isn't where I ever thought I would end up. I started out as a school teacher back in the late 60s when I went to college. I was going to be a teacher, very few options for women. Now you were a teacher, a nurse, secretary, just other possibilities, but that was pretty much the norm. And so I was a special education teacher that I taught at a local college, taught teachers how to work with kids with special needs. And then I got my doctorate in clinical psychology, worked for many, many years, like almost 40, as a clinical psychologist. And my specialty was health, physical health. I was doing breathing techniques and teaching people how to relax long before it was popular to do so. And as a result of that experience, as well as further trainings that I had gotten along the way in coaching, in nutrition, and in functional medicine, I took a chance when I was 65, when everybody who was my peer, my colleagues, my friends, they were all retiring, and I launched the Functional Medicine Coaching Academy. I had zero business experience. I mean, zero. I didn't even know what an ROI was. I didn't know how to read a P&L statement. I literally was just green in those areas because I had always been somebody who was serving as a teacher, as a psychologist, but I went back to my roots. And now I put this program together that is teaching people how to become health coaches and learned many, many lessons along the way.
That is amazing, Sandra. So you could definitely see how, you know, sometimes it's not where we start at life, it's where we end. And I don't necessarily say end, because as long as you're still breathing and you woke up to see another day, there's still more that needs to be done. But I love how you had that servant leadership, then you stepped away from it a little bit. And then now that servant leadership is coming around 360. And you said, hey, while my peers are doing retirement stuff, I'm going to launch something. I'm going to be that difference maker. I'm going to be that change maker. And despite what the world may say, like, you know, this is a need and I'm driving, you know, my passion, I'm fueling my purpose. And here you are now helping other people. And it seems like it's a niche area with health coaching.
Yes. And you said the magic words, passion, purpose. And so this is my purpose, my passion in life. Now, I wake up every morning thinking about all the thousands of people that we have trained to become health coaches and all the people that they are helping lead better lives, healthier lives, and the ripple effect. So it's not only that they're helping one person, they're helping that person's family and their community. And this is what I live for. And we know that people who run successful businesses are mission driven. And first and foremost, in fact, those who come to us to become health coaches want to serve. They want to give back. They're driven by the mission. It is just so, so important. And I strongly believed when I founded this that I was not going to just retire. And I had there were a lot of naysayers, my husband included. He said, "What do you need this for? You've had a very successful career as a psychologist. Just work a few more years seeing your private clients and then relax." And I was one who, I don't play cards. I always say that's as many of my friends were, as they were not working, they're spending their days playing cards or just doing a lot of leisure. And I'm one that I always loved work. I always love learning. And so I get inspired that way. And I also get inspired by being around people much younger than I am. So not sitting around with my contemporaries talking about aches and pains.
I love that. And you really hit the nail on the head whenever you said mission. So I want you to tell me, what is the mission behind your business? Because every business, in order for it to be successful, should have a mission and a purpose. And that mission and purpose should correlate to your core values, and it should be exhibited by you as the founder.
Absolutely. So our mission is to be the gold standard in health coaching education, to offer a really stellar experience, a transformative experience for our students, so that when they graduate, they will be having the knowledge, the confidence to go out and work in the medical community, to work with their clients, to inspire people. The coaches are a unique group. They're not somebody who's another expert that's going to tell you eat this and not that, and you have to lose a certain amount of weight, but they are those who are trained to listen to people and help them on this journey towards change, to behavior change, adopting better habits. And so this is our mission. We want to give them really quality education. And we bring in world-class faculty from the Institute for Functional Medicine. My specialty is positive psychology, which is where you look at what's right with you and not what's wrong with you. And so we teach people how to do that. And in the process of becoming a coach, they are transformed. We hear this all the time from our graduates. Their quality of life improves in this process of becoming a coach. So our mission is to serve our students and our graduates. And I really believe serving with hospitality. So we look at really answering the, what do our students want and how can we be there? We're not going to be of service to them so that they will know that when they come to us to get an education, that we're working really hard for them. And also part of our mission is to help that they will find work when they've graduated. And so I am on a mission to cultivate relationships with doctors, with companies where they are now seeking out our graduates. So that's a huge part of our mission. We don't want to just be giving them certificates and then they go out and they find that, wait, there's no jobs.
And I like that mission because a lot of times you find people who go to, you know, these four-year colleges, they get these degrees, and then it's hard for them to find work in their field. And the reason why I could resonate with that is because I was a psychology major for 2 years at the University of Houston, and everyone kept saying, "Hey, you're not going to make any money if you have a psychology degree. You need a master's, you need a PhD to go far." And I ended up changing my major. So it goes to show that how your organization is pouring into students, but you're also connecting the dots in the pipeline by partnering with other companies like doctors, facilities, and et cetera, to make sure that you're setting up your students for success. Like, yes, we're going to give you the training that you need, but we're also going to work on the back end to make sure that you're proficient and make sure you have doors that are going to open for you so you don't feel like this is a wasted effort. And it's so important because it shifts the mindset of what's in it for me to what's in it for we, because it's a collaborative effort.
I love that. Absolutely. It is collaborative. And as CEO, my door is always open. I have office hours with students. We have a graduate program, an alumni program, and they can come to me and ask me anything. We'll workshop situations that they have, helping them nail an interview, for example, but also to make these matches. And so if you were a student or you were a graduate and you said Houston, well, I know some people in Houston, Texas Center for Lifestyle Medicine, and we've cultivated that relationship and he hires our graduates and I would make that introduction. I love doing that. And so it's really my commitment to make sure that we really serve our community. It's just so important. You also mentioned collaboration, and I really believe in the power of a team. It's we and not I. When I started FMCA, I had an associate at the time as a psychologist, and I brought her in as a partner, a lot younger than I am, but I had a co-founder because it's hard to do it alone, and her strengths complemented mine, and also relying on our team. And one of the things I learned early on was asking who, not how. There are things I don't want to take on myself. There are certain areas where I want to rely on the experts or somebody who can do it better for me than struggling. And I find that people, when they're going out on their own, a lot of doctors are trying to do everything themselves rather than hiring coaches to help them. A lot of coaches struggle with things like getting started in their business. And I encourage them, well, get some support, get some help so that it's not all you doing everything.
Yes. And I love that because I always tell people you should look for ways to complement and not compete.
Yes.
And that brings us to the next question as we begin to wind down is what obstacles and failures have you overcome that you want to share with the listeners? Because sometimes people see business owners and they only see the glamorous stuff, but they don't see the grunt work. They don't see how you had to struggle for a little bit in order to achieve the success that you have now.
Yeah. So giving up perfectionism. You cannot be 100% perfect. You can have a desire to do it right, but mistakes happen, and letting go and moving on. But there's something that I learned early on, and when I was a psychologist, when I used to work with clients, this comes from cognitive behavior therapy. You ask yourself, so what if? And it's really important to work through, so what if it fails? So what if I'm not successful? And you see that there's no shame, there's no embarrassment, and you really take it to the limit. So what if I, lost all my money? So what if it was a big failure? Well, I've known failure in the past. I was a head of a group practice as a psychologist that failed. I had actually a year when I was trading commodities at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Big failure experience. And what you learn from the failures is your life still goes on. And so you picture, 5 years out, 10 years, will you even remember? You barely remember. And you thank your failures. So we disappoint our way to success. As my friend Joan Rosenberg says, it's so important we learn from those failures. And if you imagine, so what if it fails? I can always just continue seeing clients as a psychologist. I could always retire and learn some hobbies and enjoy that life. Could I imagine that? Yes. And so if you imagine it and then you see it's not a tragedy, it's not awful, terrible, horrible. It is not life or death. So picturing that I'm going to work really hard because it's going to succeed. And I'm going to use the who, not how, to get support, to get feedback, and to persevere. And if all signs are pointing towards we need to close the business, then you imagine that happening and you imagine it's not awful and horrible.
So I like that. So if I were to summarize it for the listeners, it's you had to have that grit. You had that resilience. You also flipped the script. You flipped the negative thinking into a positive thinking, and you allow the positive thinking to fuel where you were going, because what if this happened? But then you imagine if it happened, then this will take place. And then you could kind of see how you're channeling that energy into a positive light, because so many times people could get caught up on the failures. They could get caught up on the slips, trips, and falls. And it's in that period when they get caught up and they stay there that things come crashing down. But the most important thing is to pick yourself back up and keep on going. Because if you want something bad enough, you're going to do what you need to do in order to achieve it. Is that
what I said? That is so correct. Like, I am glad that when I ran a huge group psychology practice and I had partners as psychiatrists back in the 90s. And now in retrospect, I'm so glad that that failed, because if that had been a success, then I would still be practicing in a small community outside of Chicago. And I would not have founded Functional Medicine Coaching Academy and achieved the success and impacted so many lives that I in a much, much greater scale. So I'm thankful that I failed. Although at the time it was like, oh no, what am I going to do? This is terrible. I'll never have a good career again.
So as we begin to close, what tips would you give an aspiring business owner, entrepreneur that you think would help them jumpstart their next season or ignite that passion that they have and fuel the purpose?
Non-negotiable time for self-care, integrated throughout the day. The number one thing is sleep. After that, and probably this on par, is get outside. No matter what, how much work you have, step outside and breathe that fresh air. It helps clear your mind. I do my most productive, creative work, and most entrepreneurs will say this, least expected, on a walk. And oh, that idea will come to me. And so rather than just set reminders to do that. So impeccable self-care. You are, as the founder of a company, or you're the million-dollar racehorse, as my friend Joe Polish says. You wouldn't feed a racehorse junk food. So get enough sleep, eat well, take care of yourself, get movement in throughout the day, focus on what's good and not what's bad, six small steps, and start before you're ready. Now, lots of people who are just afraid to take that first step. I certainly started way before I was ready.
Oh, wow. Those are amazing gems. So for you listeners out there, make sure when you listen to this, grab a sticky note, a pen, pull out your phone and take some notes, because those were incredible tips by Sandra. Like, oh my gosh, just blown away. So Sandra, I want you to tell the listeners one more time the name of your business, what social media platforms you're on, and how they could personally connect with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. It is functionalmedicinecoaching.org. We are on Facebook, Functional Medicine Coaching, FX Med Coach on Instagram. Personally, I'm Dr. Sandy, S-A-N-D-I on Instagram, and increasingly on Clubhouse. Join us on Clubhouse. I am Dr. Sandy, S-A-N-D-I on Clubhouse.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sandy. It has been such a pleasure interviewing today. So for the listeners of How I Scale Service podcast, once again, I am your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. And we just heard Sandy Schonbaum tell us about her amazing business and how she is helping people who are aspiring to coach in the health space. So make sure you connect with her on social media, email her, or whatever you need to do to move your business or your idea to the next level. And until we chat next time, it has been a pleasure.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strumpel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strumpel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.